Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God Yahweh, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord Yahweh. Thou says the Lord Yahweh unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sores upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sores and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thou saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thou says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord Yahweh when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord Yahweh, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord Yahweh. The word of the Lord Yahweh came again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick, and write upon it for Judah, and for the children of Israel his companions. Then take another stick, and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thy hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Will thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thou says the Lord Yahweh God, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thy hand before their eyes. And say unto them, Thou says the Lord Yahweh God, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and I will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God, Yahweh. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's children forever, and my servant David should be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also should be with them, Yeah, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord Yahweh, do sanctify Israel, and my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Amen. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing out there? Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope y'all enjoying y'all day to day. You know what I'm saying? And just having a blessed, beautiful day. Hopefully y'all prayed over y'all day to get it started, to get activated, so that our Father can be with us everywhere that we go, and He can plan our day for us, not we ourselves. And so that, you know, we can move according to the way He wants us to move for the day. You know what I'm saying? We gotta always ask the Father to take control of our day. You know? And that's just being more intimate with Him. You know, being more intimate with Him and just getting closer to Him and letting Him know what you have spoke to Him is true through your heart, through your mind, through your body, through your soul, through your spirit, you know. Because a lot of people tend to speak things that they don't really mean, but they speak it in the moment of time, or they speak it because of the temporary feeling that they have emotionally, or whatever the situation may be, you know. And if our Father, we got to think about, if our Father Yahweh hold Himself accountable to the words that He has spoken to our fathers, right, and to the prophets and to us, you know, through His words, right? If He spoke these words, He's standing on these words. You know what I'm saying? He's not going back against His words. He's not, you know, he's not deciding to say, hey, I'm just go against my word that I promised my children. No. It takes for something to happen. You know what I'm saying? It takes for some disobedience from His children in order for Him to have to do something else. But what He say He gonna do, He gonna do, regardless of the situation, if it's good or bad, right? So that's the same way we gotta be with Him and with everything else in life. We have to move sharp as a sword. We have to move sharp. You know what I'm saying? Because if we move sharp in everything that we do, we're disciplined in everything that we do, and we're disciplined in everything that we say. Everything that we speak has an outcome that comes along with it, because it's going to bring an income, right? So anything that you say out your mouth, just know that it could come back unto you. You know what I'm saying? And the more powerful you get with God, Father Yahweh, the sharper the words that you speak, you know, those things come back. So we got to make sure we speak in, you know what I'm saying, truth, and we got to make sure we speak in righteous and holy things, and we got to make sure when we do speak that we mean what we say, because we will be held accountable for what we say, because our tongue, you know what I'm saying, can cause a lot of problems if we don't speak the right things outside our tongue, you know what I'm saying, because you got people listening to you, right, you got people watching you, you got God listening to you, watching you, Mother Rock, you sure, you got Satan and his legions watching you, you know. So it's so much going on that you have to understand that the things you speak out your mouth is not just you hearing it, it's everybody, like, you know. So things can come to pass as you spoke them to come, not knowingly or unknowingly, right? So with that being understood, let's make the right decisions on what we say to people and what we speak to people. You know what I'm saying? Are you speaking life into people? Are you speaking death into people? Are you speaking life into your life situations? Are you speaking death into your life situations? Right? Because that's going to play a big part within your life. You know what I'm saying? That's going to play a very powerful part in your life, because you don't want to speak the wrong things into your life or into others' life and curse others. You know what I'm saying? That's witchcraft. So you got to make sure that you always positive. And when you do speak, you always got a good heart, and got a good heart when you're speaking to someone, and you got a good mind going on. You know what I'm saying? Like your mind ain't jacked up to where if somebody comes speak to you, you know, you're finna go off on them, and and speak some wicked things to them. No, you don't want to do that. You know, that's why we slow to speak and we always we listen, right? Because we have to be very, very careful. If Satan waiting to find something that you said or you spoke or you did to utilize that on you in the heavenly courts, right? Because if he can get something on you, then he got you. So we got to be careful as children of God, and we got to be a holy and righteous saint so that, you know, our father can say, no, you're wrong, Satan. I'm finna bless my child. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna do what you trying to get done, because my child is holy and righteous. It's proof, right? And we're supposed to be the light and the salt of the earth. So we got to make sure that we speak in, you know what I'm saying, life into people, because our father said that he I forgot exactly how he said it, but he said that he went through the earth and he looked and he seen the blood on us. He seen the blood on us and he said, you should live. You should live. He spoke this over us that we should live. I wonder if I could find it. So yeah, y'all. So it says, he said, where should I read this? I'm going to just read from the top until that verse, because that's how I like to do it. Well, I'm going to read the verse, and then I'm going to read from the top, and then back to that verse. And when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yeah, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Right? So, above it says, remind us, Ezekiel 16, chapter 16. It says, again, the word of the Lord Yahweh came unto me, saying, son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations, and say, thou said the Lord God Yahweh unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in the water to supplicate thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou was cast out in the open field to the loading of thy person in the day that thou was born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Yeah, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, and thy hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. Right? So, you see that our Father spoke over us to live when he saw us polluted in blood. Right? So, he wanted life for us. He wanted life for his children. He wanted us to live in his laws and his ways, because he knew if we do not live in his laws and his ways, then basically, you know what I'm saying, we was put out into the field to die, right? So with being intimate with our Father, that shows right there how much compassion, how much love, how much care, you know what I'm saying, how much he wanted the best for us, and he still do want the best for us. You know what I'm saying? And we must understand that if God is doing all these things for us, even when the times when we were sinners and we didn't see it, or if you are a sinner and you don't see it, you must understand that he has called you, you know what I'm saying, to come closer to him. That's the only way you're going to be set free from anything or liberated from anything, right? Because with understanding the Father comes great power. You know what I'm saying? Comes great power. Because he's the ones that give power. He's the one that gives you dominion. He's the one that gives you your inheritance. He gives you everything that you're looking for in life. You know what I'm saying? Not man. You know what I'm saying? So our intimacy with our Father is very powerful, because if we don't have intimacy with our Father, how can we then say that we believers and that we love our Father? You know what I'm saying? Imagine someone say they love you, you know what I'm saying, but never come spend time with you, never tried to get to know you, but they're claiming that they love you, you know? But in your eyes, you see something totally different because there's no, sorry, y'all, there's no intimacy there. You know, it's nothing there. It's like, where's our bond? Where's our connection? We have none of that, you know? So that's what God looking for. He looking for that bond, that connection. Show him that you love him. Don't just speak about, you know what I'm saying, what you want to speak about to make him feel like, you know what I'm saying, you love him because you want something. That's not how it works, right? So when we understand that, we understand what our Father is looking for, right? Which is what I just spoke, because he could have said, he could have just been like, oh, I see my child polluted in blood, you know what I'm saying, whatever, whatever, and go about his day. But he didn't. He spoke life unto us, because if he spoke for us to live while we down bad, you know what I'm saying, then that must mean that he wants the best for us. He want us to live. He didn't want us to die. And he repeat this time and time again, you know. This is repeated time and time again to show us, you know, what our Father want for us and how much he really, really, truly care for us. And, you know, the things that we should, you know, understand about life and about, you know, his laws. You know what I'm saying? Our Father don't just do stuff just to do it. He do stuff out of love. And that's how we should live with everything that we do in life. Live out of love. You know what I'm saying? Understand the power, you know, understand the power of life. Understand the power of breathing, that he breathed over us. He breathed into us to have breath. He spoke into us to live and to come up out of our pollution, to come up out of the death that was being put on us since birth, you know. But we must find the intimacy on how to get close to God. You know what I'm saying? How to get close to Father Yahweh. Because once we get close to him, that's it. You know what I'm saying? And the enemy will try to stop you from getting close to our Father by bringing transgressions in, by bringing trials and tribulations in, by tempting you. You know what I'm saying? Causing you to have emotional sadness, causing you to miss out on blessings because you sin. You know what I'm saying? You done did these all different type of things. His demons to come attack you because you know, you sin in that area of life, and you know, he got a case on you. So getting more intimacy with our Father and showing our Father how much we love him, he gives us strength and he gives us power. He gives us dominion, he gives us our inheritance. You know what I'm saying? The more you talk to God and show Father Yahweh that you really love him, the more he's going to do for you, because he's truly going to understand that you're not just speaking it. You're actually showing him that you about what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Our God is not a spirit God. He's a living God. He's alive. Right? So you can't treat him like a magician or something, or whatever the wicked people use. You can't treat him like that. That's not how God operates. He don't treat us like that, right? That's not how he operates. So once we understand how he operates, that teaches us how to operate with him. You know what I'm saying? Everything needs a form of correction. Excuse me. Everything needs a form of correction. We need to be corrected, convicted and corrected, you know what I'm saying, to know how to come at our Father, to know how to approach him, to know how to speak to him, you know what I'm saying? To know how to utilize the power that he gives us each and every day, the gifts and talents that he gives us. There's blessings in those, but we got to learn how to utilize those. We can't just use these talents and gifts on worldly things, you know what I'm saying, that has no blessing behind it. You know what I'm saying? It has no miracles behind it. It has nothing behind it. You know what I'm saying? He sure could have used all the blessings and gifts that he had. He could have used that on himself. You know what I'm saying? He could have used that on whatever he chose to use it on, but he chose to use it for the kingdom of God, for the glory of our Father Yahweh. And that's the same thing we must do with everything that we have. We must, everything that we do. That's the true power. That's the true inheritance. That's the true Jerusalem. That's the true peace. That's everything. You know what I'm saying? Charitable, honesty, loyal, helping one another, doing these things. You know what I'm saying? Having intimacy. You know what I'm saying? And great communication with one another to understand each other, to understand how to move, how to live, how to go about things in life. You know? Because most people, you know what I'm saying? They can't do it because it's not in them. It has to be in you. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to be different from people of the world, right? So if we're supposed to be different from the people of the world, then we must have something valuable, you know? We got to have something valuable because other than that, how else, you know, will we be different from men if God chose us? Right? So if God chose us to be the rulers of the earth, you know what I'm saying, and we are his children, we must be different from a man that's in the world that don't know our father. So we must set examples, and we must show our rulership. You know what I'm saying? So when you start reading, you start seeing things, and that draws your intimacy close to our Father because it gives you an emotional feeling. You know what I'm saying? It gives you different feelings. You know what I'm saying? You can have powerful feelings, like you're ready to rule. You know what I'm saying? You're ready to be a king. You're ready to be a queen. You're ready to stand up for God, do what's right, live in truth, live in honesty, be loyal. You know what I'm saying? You're ready. It makes you ready. It prepares you. You know what I'm saying? Then to hear it from someone, you know what I'm saying? That's the motivation. That's the inspiration. And then you see it within them. You see the spirit of God within them. You're like, man, how they get that fire for God? How they able to move like that for God? I want that. It's in the word. It's in the word because our Father words are so powerful that he spoke over us that no matter who you is, if you read the word of God, it's going to touch you some way, shape, or form, and it's going to rebuild you if you choose to let it. You know what I'm saying? By living in the will of the Father. If you choose to let it be what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let it be what it is. And that's the problem. People don't want to let things be what it is. They want to do what they want to do because that's what they've been doing all their life, doing what they want. Living as a lower power God, if there was ever, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever they thought that they was, you know. So that's the thing, that's the truth. So we gotta understand that being in the word is the most important thing that we can do on our walk, because when temptation come, run to the word. When trials and tribulations come, run to the word. When joy come, run to the word. When happiness come, run to the word. Everything that you do, you must run to the word. Who is the word? God. You know what I'm saying? Whether you want to speak to him or you want to go into the Bible to get some knowledge, some wisdom, understanding or something. After you ask God, you know, you will receive it. He'll give it to you because you asked correctly. You came correctly. You asked him. You approached him the right way. You know? But yeah, man. The Bible has so much stuff. It has so much things that it'll shock you that it's even in there. You know, it'll shock you that it's even in there. It's like, when this got in here? You know, and that's the beauty of it, because our Father is the living word. And he make it rich. He make you wax it rich. He make you rich. He give you everything if you just abide in what he been telling us to do. You know, and that cause, it's like, When people come together, who's a Father Yahweh, right? We come together. It's like a big explosion inside. You know what I'm saying? It's like a big explosion inside. Talking about the word together, speaking of the word, and coming together. It's like a big explosion inside. It gets you excited, and it's like you just can't wait to hear what the other person has to say, the knowledge that they learn, and what they have gravitated to through the Father, through their intimacy of the Father. And it's like, man, I ain't even hear that. I ain't even know that. Like, for real? What did I say? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like that. So it makes you feel real, 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 real wonderful. And that's the beauty of our Father. Nothing else can make you feel that way, you know. So
Everybody needs to start getting intimacy with our Father, get closer to Him, start speaking to Him. And one day, if not now, as you get closer to Him, He'll start speaking to you, whether through your heart, whether through your mind, whether through His book, whether through someone else. Some way, somehow, He will speak to you, and you just got to find out how God speaks to you, because God speaks to everybody different. He can speak to me in multiple ways, but He may speak to you in one way, or He may speak to you in three ways, two ways. You know what I'm saying? It just depends. You know what I'm saying? How well you know yourself, how well you know the Father, and then when He speaks, He speaks. And you will know, because he'll put it in your mind, He'll put it in your heart, He'll put it in the Word. He'll tell you to read the Word, you read the Word, and it's there. However it goes from a prophet, an apostle, whoever. You know what I'm saying? Somebody on the street may come speak to you. You know what I'm saying? Who you may think don't know nothing about God, and they speak it, and boom, you needed it. Confirmation. So it just depends. It depends, you know? But you got to know yourself, and you got to know God. Once you know God, you know yourself. Once you know yourself, you know God, right? So, boom. So, yeah, man, just get right. Love y'all, man. Hope y'all enjoyed this one. Hope this really helped y'all. Hope that scripture that I read to y'all helped y'all. That our Father saw us polluted in blood, and He told us to live. We live. We live. Shalom.